This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Duke Energy is in the early planning stages to move 100 million tons of coal ash from 32 sites across North Carolina. The effort comes after a massive spill on the Dan River back in February. A few weeks ago, the utility announced the first phase of a plan to move coal ash from two of the most risky sites to two abandoned clay mines in Lee and Chatham counties. Dave DeWitt reports the plan is getting mixed reactions.
Last night, Duke Energy employees hadn't yet set up all their tables along the walls of the first floor hallway of the Lee County Arts and Community Center when Mark Coggins walked in. And he was there for one reason.
To see if we can stop the coal ash from coming to Lee County.
Coggins is a lifelong resident of Sanford, and he's not what you'd call open-minded on the coal ash issue.
Well, the people here that are presenting the information, they have been lied to. And so they're just relaying the lies to the public and the media. They don't know the dangers of coal ash.
Coggins is hardly alone in Lee County in his distaste for coal ash. He's also not the only one who was both surprised and disappointed in the format of this event. Duke Energy billed it as an informal open house information session. At each of the tables set up in the hallway, experts wearing name tags and smiles are displaying vials of coal ash and offering maps and charts. A few minutes in, Bob Smith has cornered one of the employees to complain. As he walks away, Smith explains his frustration.
I'm upset at the fact that I came up here thinking this was going to be a forum open to the public to come in and ask questions as a general group with a microphone and get answers and let different people ask questions and let everybody hear it. Now, you know, if you walk down the line here, this is nothing but a Duke Energy pony show.
A few protesters have set up outside holding signs, but many who have come here are mostly calm and willing to listen. Back inside, Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks defends the format.
These are some of our top experts in the areas that relate to coal ash in our organization. These are the people that I've worked with personally for months on coal ash management here. They're some of the best in their field, and they're going to be able to provide the answers people need tonight.
The first phase of the plan that Duke Energy experts have come up with is to move nearly 3 million tons of coal ash from two plants, Sutton near Wilmington and Riverbend near Charlotte. That coal ash would come here to an abandoned clay mine outside Sanford and another one in nearby Chatham County. The landfills will be lined and the clay will serve as a sort of backup impervious surface in case of a leak. They're also located near rail lines, limiting the amount of time the ash would spend on trucks. The two mines together could hold up to 30 million tons of coal ash. Lee County public officials are already looking into a lawsuit and also potentially seeking millions of dollars in fees that are applied to private landfills. All of that will likely slow down the process of executing this first phase of the plan, and that's a problem, says Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy.
We've only got 5 years to move these high-priority sites, completely close these sites, and so we have to begin moving ash now. If we don't start with real applications that are available today, we'll never make that timeline.
Many environmentalists agree that expedience is key, as every day coal ash spends near a waterway is another day a major spill could happen again. Frank Holloman is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center and is generally favorable to the clay mine plan.
An old mine site, which has already been disturbed, could be a good place. And clay, water goes through it less easily than regular soil, so it can be even an extra protection. So that kind of approach can be a good approach.
Tonight, residents in Chatham County will get their chance to learn more about the coal ash landfill that could be coming to their area. Duke Energy is holding a second informal open house in New Hill. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.